Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature some great non-charting 45s that were issued from famous Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Frank Wilson, Edward Starr, Mary Wells, Lionel Richie, The Marvelettes, The Temptations, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, a very rare song from Marvin Gaye. The song is called the Teen Beat Song. Well, this 45 was promotion-only platter distributed free with Motown City's top newspaper called the Free Press, and it was touted as the action paper on the label. On one side of the single, the paper's Teen Beat columnist Lorraine Altman interviews Marvin Gaye about his music. We'll hear a little bit from that interview in a moment. And the flip features Marvin singing the praises of the column, a Free Press feature called Aimed at Local Youth. Well, Marvin at the time had made appearances in Vancouver at Los Angeles' Whiskey A Go-Go and on the Ed Sullivan Show, a live Sunday night show in the United States. This was recorded as part of the promotion for a single, Little Darling, I Need You. Well, Lorraine Altman asked Marvin Gaye what he thought about today's mod styles and long hair.
I think if they want to wear mod and everything, I think that's groovy. Really, in fact, mod clothes, I think it's something, it keeps... When you wear mod clothes or when you go from one extreme to another, I think, and insofar as clothes are concerned, I think it keeps you, it keeps a person happy because who wants to wear Levi's all the time or something, you know, or just a plain black trap suit or something, you know? I think that's good.
Here is the Teen Beat Song right here on Motown Memories.
Hi, I'm Marvin Gaye. You know, the Free Press swings pretty good with the Teen Beat. That's a special page that covers the record beat. The What's Happening beat, the I Got a Problem beat, the Clothes beat, the whole Teen beat. Now catch Teen Beat every Friday in the Detroit Free Press, 'cause baby that's where all the action is. So come on, Teen Beat, hey, come on, Teen Beat, you're coming on. Teen Beat, you're coming on, Teen Beat, in the Free Press. Teen Beat, hey, hey, hey. Oh, the Teen Beat is mighty neat. In the Free Press, it's the best. Hey, Teen Beat is mighty neat. Oh, yeah. Talking about, come on Teen Beat, you're coming on. Come on Teen Beat, you're coming on. Free Press, Teen Beat. Hey, hey, hey. What's happening? Who's in town? Where's the action? What's around? Come on Teen Beat, ha, you're coming on. Come on, Teen Beat, you're coming on. Free Press, Teen Beat. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, the Teen Beat, it's mighty neat. Yes, the Free Press, it's the best. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, the Teen Beat.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here. On Motown Memories.
Yeah.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00 Soul. I don't carry a pistol. I don't wear a false mustache. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00 Soul.
Motown Memory from Edward Starr. Edward's first top 40 song, actually recorded on a record label called Rick-Tick that Motown bought out, that was Agent 00 Soul, and they reached number 21 in the United States Billboard charts from 1965. Before that, a very rare single. Actually, it never got released commercially, and only a few hundred prints were ever made. That was Do I Love You, Indeed I Do by Frank Wilson. Frank decided after he recorded the single that he'd rather be a producer for Motown, so he had no further songs recorded. And we started with the Teen Beat song, Marvin Gaye's record from 1966, released as a promotional 45. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring non-charting 45s from famous Motown artists for this hour. Well, coming up, Mary Wells' song, When I'm Gone, recorded and released in 1964. Well, When I'm Gone was Mary Wells' last session at Motown. 2 days later, on May 13, 1964, it was her 21st birthday, and Mary Wells' lawyers issued something called, quote, notices of disaffirmation and repudiation, quote, to the company on her behalf. Their argument was that when Mary signed her contract with the company, she was at 17 underage, and that subsequently she was now a free agent. Well, behind the scenes, Morty Kraft, head of 20th Century Fox Records, offered Mary $500,000 for a 2-year contract, allegedly egged on by her husband, former Motown artist Herman Griffin. Well, Mary decided to accept it, and she left the Motown record label. Well, here is Mary Wells, When I'm Gone, written and produced by William Smokey Robinson, right here on Motown Memories.
What are you gonna do when I'm gone? Whose shoulder are you gonna cry on? What are you gonna do on the day when I turn my head and just walk away?
No!
What are you gonna say to your friends when the talk around town begins? Will you tell them how you treated me bad? Will you tell them how you made me so sad? Some people think that you love me a lot.
Birthday, birthday, birthday.
Marvelettes with Beechwood 45789. They reached number 17 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1962. Before that, Lionel Richie's number one from 85, Say You, Say Me. We started with Mary Wells' non-charted single and her last single, released on the Motown record label, When I'm Gone, from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We are featuring this hour some famous Motown artists releasing singles that never charted. Well, coming up, the last one this hour from The Temptations, a song called I Want a Love I Can See. Well, this song was both written and produced by William Smokey Robinson. Prior to the entrance of the dynamic singer David Ruffin into the meticulously choreographed ranks of The Temptations, Paul Williams' rough-edged baritone stood as one of The Temptations' primary leads, along with tenor Eddie Kendricks. Well, Paul delivers I Want a Love I Can See with assurance, The Temptations engaging in typical complex vocal gymnastics behind him over a streetwise Latin-seasoned rhythmic bed. Well, Motown loved to put a lead instrument on their tracks, whether it was a flute, a bongo, anything to make it stand out from the herd. With I Want a Love I Can See, it's the gyro, spelled G-U-I-R-O, which dominates the song from the very beat. It was Smokey's first A-side for The Temptations. Well, Otis Williams, one of The Temptations, recalled that working in the studio with Smokey was a dream. He was always at the session on time, with all the instrumental and vocal parts worked out on paper, down to the last detail. It was with Smokey that the group would eventually make their breakthrough, but that was still a year away from this song. Here is I Want a Love I Can See, The Temptations, recorded on February 1st, 1963, right here on Motown.
I want a love I can see. That's the only kind that means a thing to me. Don't want a love you have to tell me about. That kind of loving I can sure do without.
I can sure do without.
Speaks louder than words.
Thank you.
Stevie Wonder with Love, Light, and Flight. That reached number 17 in those Billboard charts from 1984. And we start with The Temptations, I Want a Love I Can See, recorded and released in 1963. Well, this hour, we feature some great Motown artists with 45s that didn't chart. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.